So I'm very happy to find space to practice loving compassion in this center, Metta Center, with all of you. So I'm very happy. Now I have to concentrate this subject that given to me, the topic. So it is about that how to find healing and heal our heart. So when we consider of a life, the life is consistent of four faculties that we have, the way of analyzing: intellectual factors relating with the brain, and spiritual factors, feeling of the heart, and emotional factors, when that senses are contacted. Whenever I see something, I'm happy, or I'm afraid, or I'm restless and confused in that manner, and physical factors. So the healthy faculty is that our mind should be healthy, our heart should be healthy, emotionally we should be healthy, and physically we should be healthy. And unhealthy conditions related with sadness. Whenever we have some sad feelings, then we are not healthy. Then if we don't find a solution for this sadness, it may become lamentation, always talking about the difficult part of the incident and sharing, crying and all these things. So it is called lamentation. If you don't find solution for lamentation, then you find that physical illness. It is difficult to sleep, the appetite goes down, no desire of eating, and heaviness of the body, and all these things. Dukkha, soka, sadness. Parideva, lamentation. Dukkha, difficulties in the body, physical difficulties. Domanasa, the mind gets sick. The mentality goes down, stress, depression and all these things. Then upayasa, the life is unhealthy, getting sick. So we should be aware of these negative factors: soka, parideva, dukkha, domanasa, upayasa. All these factors arises with our contact. Whenever I see something good, I am happy to have it. But there is no facility to have it. Then I am sad. If I see that I want this, but the other one has that, and I don't have, then I am sad. So contact. And then we are not happy. So when we think of our unpleasant state of the mind, the first that we find that we get easily disappointed. He is not good, so I am disappointed. If we do not settle ourselves, then we find that unpleasant state of the mind, aprasanna. I am not happy to see him. I want to avoid. And then we find that if we don't find solution for that, then this irritation, disappointment, unpleasant state of the mind, and irritation. Whenever I see him, I am irritated. And then arises anger, getting angry. Kope. In our language, in Sinhala, we say that kalakirima, disappointment. Aprasannatave, unpleasant state of the mind. Nurusnakama, irritation. Kopaya, getting angry. krodha, the desire to do harm, scolding or beating or something like that. And vairya, revengeful state of the mind. And baddha vairya, whenever there's a space, revenge. So now, if there's anything to be disappointed, we should settle ourselves and get rid of that. Otherwise, always we are not pleased, unpleasant state of the mind. Then it is little bit more harmful. And if we can't settle it, then there is irritation, anger, the desire of doing harms and harming and continuously find space to harm. So we have to be aware of danger of them and get rid of them. So that people think that it is not easy or it is impossible. But when you concentrate on that, then you see the responsibility of you. Then when we are aware of the responsibility, then we concentrate on that. Now here, when the mind is restless, when the mind is restless, then there is space for helplessness. When I am helpless, I am disappointed. Then I don't want anyone. I hate everyone. I don't want anyone and I hate everyone. Not because of the problem, but because of the helplessness, self-pity. It's harmful, negative. So there is space for helplessness when the mind is restless. And when the mind is restless, there's space for anger. Getting angry clashes with the object. And when the mind is restless, there is space for disappointment. Tired, being with it. Hopeless, disappointed. And when the mind is restless, then there's fear. So the heart become a place for helplessness, anger, fear, disappointment, and other destructive mental factors because there's restlessness. So that is why we try to develop concentration through concentrated meditation. The concentration is the mental factor made the heart strong. If we can't concentrate on that, then we are helpless, disappointed. What do you think of that? Is that so? Or whether there is some other reasons, the bad influence of stars? I never believe. Yes, there is a bad influence of stars, but that is not the forerunner. Mind is forerunner. Whenever you're strong, that strong mind can settle and face the problem, and then we don't want to afraid of the bad influence of stars. Usually it's not bad influence of stars, it's bad influence of day. Saturday you are happy to entertain your life, going to here and there and wait and come in the late night, and you are tired and don't get good sleep. Is that so? When the mind and body are totally tired, no sleep? That because of Saturday. Because you think, oh, Saturday, I can sleep for longer on Sunday. So because of that, you are happy to go for entertainment and spending a lot of time, and now you come back with tired. If you drunken and drive, then you get a ticket. last time when I was in Sydney, I was coming to my place where I stay at about 12:30 in the late night, and two policemen came to us and stopped the car, and I saw something counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I was curious about that. Then he said that what is testing that whether yes. Fortunately, he doesn't ask me to count. I was here. And he didn't ask anything about me, but he said that he's a Buddhist monk from Sri Lanka and I'm going to drop him. Then he was happy to hear that. So you find that Saturday, the way of thinking is different from other days. And Sunday, we want to go to sleep earlier because tomorrow, go to work. And the Monday morning, you wake up with unpleasant feeling. Oh, we have to start 5 days work. Desire to skip, but you can't skip, so you're not happy. Then you are sick. And Thursday evening, you are very happy to go to the bed because tomorrow Friday, and then Saturday and Sunday. If you try to think in that manner, then you are not strong. You depend on laziness of the mind and unhappiness of the mind. So your concentration may be unstable. So we have to be aware of our responsibility to have a stable mind through concentration. That is why the concentrated meditation is very important. Concentrate on breathing in. Concentrate on breathing out. Then you are strong. And your mind is very strong. And whatever happens to you, you are strong and stable. Then it is easy to settle the mind and face any type of problem. Now we heard a word called problem. The problem is difference of the current situation and expected situation. That's all. Current situation and expected situation. So there's a gap. The gap is the problem. If you can agree with this, you are very simple. No problem. If you are strong enough to bring the current situation up to expected situation, then you are strong. That when you are healthy, you have a problem. That is, you are afraid of getting sick. So current situation is you are healthy, but it is not certain. So you are afraid to be a sick person. Now, because of that, you want to have some healthy pills, vitamin this and that, but there is doubt. So because of that, you may get sick. You may not, you don't have any physical problem, but the doubtful mind may give some troubles. Then you want to go for medical checkup. Because of this instability, you may have some slight physical changes. then that after the medical checkup, that doctor may say that nothing to be worried, but you are doubtful, then you want to go for another second opinion. Now what happened? The current situation is healthy because of this mind-made problems. Yes. Now yes, the current situation become unhealthy. When you are unhealthy, it is easy to cure it. When you have mind-made problems and unhealthy, it is difficult to make you. So when your mind is concentrated, the mind is stable, so no mind-made problems. Then you maintain good health. Whenever there is illness, then you want to get healed. So it is very important to develop concentration. The concentrated meditation is very important. Everyone is happy to practice mindfulness of breathing, direct connected with concentration. If you have problems making you angry, then it is difficult to concentrate on breathing in and breathing out, because your mind goes to that anger situation. Then there it is good to develop metta. When you have metta, the loving kindness, then that anger is subsided. If you try to control anger, then you are tired. One day it is blasted. Instead of controlling, you should find loving kindness. Then what happens? The loving kindness is arisen, and the anger, hatred, they are subsided. Then the mind is concentrated. If you have fear, then you should have confidence. So you can develop confidence through the recollection of the Buddha, recollection of the Dhamma, recollection of the Sangha. Focus mind and understand what are the qualities of the Buddha. Arahan, Samma, Sambuddho, Vijjachana, Sampanno, Sugato, Lokavidu, Anuttara, Purushadhamma, Sarva. Then the Dhamma, Sangha. Then you are free from fear. Fear is subsided and the confidence is arisen. Now your mind is concentrated. If you have doubt, you should reflect on reasoning. Why do I have doubt? Then you find that reasons. And when you apply a proper application for that reason, then your doubt is gone, because there is no space for doubt. Reasoning and consideration can help you to get rid of doubt. Now, if I have a doubt that I may die next year, then I am 54 years old. Now I am 53. And I don't know whether I am going to die next year, 2017. Then I close my eyes and think, what is my desire? I want to live for another 25 years. Then I can be aware of whether it is certain that do I have a desire of living for another 25 years. Then I think, yes. When I think yes, then doubt, what happened to doubt? And I think, can I really live? Then I would be able to go to the daycare centers and see some are 85 years old and their mind is dead. They can't think, but the caretakers feed them and still alive. Then what happens? If they can have their life, why can't I have life? Then doubt is gone and it is gone for a longer. Always, whenever that I have the doubt, I think of others and I can help them too. And make a strong wish that I'm not going to die in that manner. So in that way you can have energy to get rid of doubt through your wish and determination. If you have any doubt of that you are going to fall your life and your house will be lost and this that, then you have to reason how to get rid of that. When there's doubt here, potentially you have energy to get rid of that. Then the reasoning and consideration help you to get rid of doubt. In that you always, the Dhamma helps to find the positive way and settle yourself and be strong. And when you are strong, that you are strong and still that you have the problem, then you need to have wisdom to overcome it. Understand what is this problem and design a solution. That wisdom can be developed through insight meditation, contemplation. So the concentrated meditation helps to make the heart strong, and insight meditation helps to find wisdom. Then we face the problem with settled mind and understand it and design a solution. Then the problem is overcome. When that problem is overcome, then another problem is arising. Is that so? Then, now we are efficient and we have experiences, so it is easy to find solution for other problems. Then, always, we are not confused with problems, we are aware of solutions. Then you are a solution designing consultant. Strong person, you may be able to consult others, and you are an attractive person. A wonderful transformation. When I am sick, what should be my responsibility? Should I clash with the illness, or should I find desire of getting ill?
Get rid of it.
If you clash with the object, but illness, what happens? Now you see that I have cold. At the moment I don't have cold. I just take it as an example. So cold. And if I don't like that, then what happens? The dislike state of the mind gives me troubles. I'm angry with that. So I don't like this. Dislike state of the mind, and I'm not happy about that, then what happens? That I'm unhappy and I am angry because of this call. That I want to go to the doctor. I go to the doctor, I don't like to go, but I go, and I'm not happy to face him, and I face. In that way, what happened? Going to the doctor, dislike and unhappy. Going to test, dislike and unhappy. And taking pills, dislike and unhappy. Then what happens? The dislike state of the mind and unhappiness, make the situation complicated. Now the situation is worse, not because of the illness, but because of the way that you So when you have the desire of getting healed, you are happy to be neutral and accept it. You are happy to go to the doctor and openly share what you have. Usually, the doctor wants to know symptoms. Symptoms are what we feel. Signs are what doctor sees, and he needs history. This is the sign of diagnosis, no? Diagnosis. Symptoms, signs, and history. Then the doctor is very happy to listen to us. Then his sensation is very high and it is very easy to identify the illness because of this relationship. If you are not happy, then a lot of obstructions. Then there may be wrong diagnosis. It is also a fact of getting worse. Now you see that when we develop concentrated, this is strong. The heart is strong. When we contemplate on the situation, the brain is strong. Concentration, wisdom. And when that concentration and wisdom are integrated, there's effort. So, it's wonderful to pay attention and practice concentrated meditation and insight meditation. We find some unintentional difficulties within us. We have some unexplainable difficulties to accept another. Then it is difficult to be a friend. So when we practice love, it is easy to appreciate every object friendly way. When we appreciate and become a friend of that object, then there is no destructive energy. If it is difficult, whenever the object is contacted, I am going to hide. And it is difficult to hide. Then what happens? There is something difficult to face. And it has some slight destructive energy. So it is wonderful to be familiar with love, friendly appreciation. And whenever there is difficulty, we should find help. Compassion is the mental factor that finds help when help is needed. If I am in difficulty, I find help within me, then I can solve that problem or settle that problem with self-help, compassion. If there's no compassion, whenever there's a difficult, instead of healing myself, I try to harm myself. This is compassion, finding help. This is harming factor of the situation. So when the harmful factor is subsided, then the helpful factor is activated. When the helpful factor is subsided, then the harmful factor is activated. So we have to always become aware of the helpful factor. And there's another unhealthy friend. Jealousy. Let's have an example. Now my mother is making a cake, preparing a cake for my brother's birthday. Now I find a headache. Headache. Because of this headache, I go to my room and lay down. Now my mother comes to the room and she says that we are going to celebrate brother's birthday. Please come. Then I find that lot of troubles. And my mother want to encourage me to come, but I can't. Then my brother run to the room. When I see the brother, I say something, screaming. My brother does not hear because he is impatient to cut the cake. He doesn't hear, but I said something not good because of headache or because of jealousy. How this headache came? Because of jealousy. Now my mother finds that it is difficult to settle me. So she leaves and she has something wrong here because she likes to invite me for there, but she can't do it because I'm disappointed so much. And now I hear, "Happy birthday to you." Then I find tears. They eat cake, I drink tears, warm tears. Now there are singing and dancing, and I hear, but I can't get up because the jealousy has made me sick. No courage to get up and go. Now everything is silence. Everyone has gone. Now I have courage to get out from the bed, and I go to the place, and everyone has gone. Now I see remain piece of cakes, cutlets. Now I eat alone. That is the immediate effective karma result of that jealousy. So when there is a J, we should find an A. J. Jealousy. And A. AJ. Appreciative joy. Mudita. Whenever that mudita is taken place, I am happy to use my pocket money to celebrate that birthday. So it is good to subside jealousy and arisen, or what is called that, sympathetic joy, all appreciative joy, another one,
all joy.
Yes, and it is easy. I find pleasant state of the mind when I see that others are happy. I'm happy. And when they see my pleasant features of the face, they invite me. So I'm not a rejected person. I'm an inviting person. They're happy to invite me. They're happy to find the company of me because of these facial expressions. Is that so? When there's jealousy, they are afraid that no one invite us. So then you find that a good heart, healthy heart. And sometimes you have to live with that incompatible characters. Incompatible characters. They're not helpful. They are always questioning, dominating. What is called that? Become a boss. And always see the fault of us. No appreciation. At that time, still you have to live with them. But you should have a healthy life. The bad quality I find within him. Why should I get sick? I have to be healthy. Yeah, it is good to have that long-term neutrality of the mind. It is called equanimity. When the mind is neutral, pay no attention, then that all these negative forces is naturally given up, rejected. It doesn't have effect here. Then you should concentrate on our duty, and we have some energy to attract him some other way. If you become a strong one with fatherly love, you can radiate that fatherly love and consider him as a child and transform. Then what happens? He is beautifully transformed because of this equanimity. If you have motherly love, you become a mother of him or her and transform.